This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Can you guess what dairy byproduct is being used by researchers at Oregon State University to make vodka?
No way. Whey. Sure.
Exactly. A new OSU study shows using whey to make vodka could add value to smaller creameries while reducing environmental impact. Professor Lizbeth Goddick says it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of cheese, leaving 9 pounds of the byproduct behind.
The large companies know what to do with their whey, but these processes cost millions, $20 million, $30 million to build a whey processing facility. So if you're working with a small artisan cheese company, they cannot use those processes. So they're really lost with very few options and certainly no value-added options for disposal of their whey.
Goddick says while it's expensive to process, it's relatively easy to transport.
It's not difficult. At all. You fill a tanker truck with it and you drive it to the distillery.
Goddick says whey actually beats out grain in some ways.
So part of what we did was looking at water usage and doing a life cycle analysis of grain-based spirits versus whey-based spirits. And actually, the environmental impact of whey-based spirits is lower than a grain-based spirit. So it's definitely an environmentally sound process.
Listen tomorrow for more on this new way of using whey to create adult beverages while adding value to an underused dairy byproduct and helping the environment.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.